everybody, and welcome to today's episode of What's Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, from Alia Yoga. This is episode 25, Chakras Overview. This is the last episode of season one of What's Wellness. Woohoo! It is such an amazing feeling to look back at the beginning of this journey and then fast forward to where the show is now. And I'm feeling so fortunate to be able to provide this type of information for you through a podcast platform. For me, continuing with What's Wellness, I have had to focus on my why and my core values, as well as stay committed, remain accountable, and dig deep within myself to bring forward content that I hope is educational, inspirational, and that contributes to your life in a positive way. There are no new reviews in the iTunes podcast app this week, so instead of the warm words of the week, I have wise words of the week for you instead. Today's inspirational quote comes from Thich Nhat Hanh. Letting go gives us freedom, and freedom is the only condition for happiness. If in our heart we still cling to anything, anger, anxiety, or possessions, we cannot be free. This quote resonates with me and speaks to energetic cleansing, letting go of anything that no longer serves you, and creating space for energy to move fluidly and freely, creating space for you to pursue the goals of your heart and your greatest desires, moving towards happiness, which is, of course, an inside job. With those wise words, I want to thank you for being here today and tuning in. If you have any questions or requests for season two, please connect with me. You can email alia@aliayoga.com or find me on Instagram at aliayoga, spelled A-H-L-I-A. You know by now that I'm a yoga teacher and I lead yoga teacher trainings as well. Something interesting about the chakras and learning about energy centers in your body is that they relate to yoga in a way that yoga asana or the physical postures can help to access and release blockages in your chakras. However, the chakra system is not exclusive to yogic philosophy. In fact, many spiritual practices and healing techniques include learning about and accessing the energy centers of your body. I was planning to do an explanation of the location of the chakras and what aspects, physically and emotionally, these energy centers govern, followed by a chakra balancing meditation. However, when I finished recording the episode, it turned out very long, and so I decided to hang onto the meditation for now, and will release it for you soon. Since this is the last episode of season one, I'm planning to take a week or two to get organized in order to hit the ground running for an epic season two. So perhaps I'll release the guided chakra balancing meditation as a special edition extra episode of season one, or as one of the first episodes of season two. Anyway, if it is something that you are eager for, keep your eyes peeled for that guided meditation to drop in the near future. I want to invite you as well to go back and listen to any episodes from season one that perhaps you haven't tuned into yet. I'd love to get your feedback from the season as a whole and hear what you'd like more or less of for the future of What's Wellness podcast. Thank you in advance, and stay tuned, everyone, as I take a very short break. I'll be right back with an explanation of the seven major chakras. Welcome back, and thanks for sticking around. Today I'm talking about the seven major chakras. We'll discuss their location and what each chakra governs. First, an explanation of a chakra. In Sanskrit, this term means wheel or disc, And chakras are spinning wheels of energy or light. Chakras have the loving responsibility of taking in, incorporating, and emanating energy to keep us functioning at optimal levels of wellness, physically, yes, but also energetically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The first three chakras start at the base of your spine and move upwards from there, and they're called the chakras of matter because they're the most physical in nature. You begin at the very base of your spine with your root chakra. In Sanskrit, it's called Muladhara. When you meditate on Muladhara or your root chakra, visualize the color red. Muladhara is the chakra of stability, security, and governs our basic needs like food and water, shelter, and clothes. It encompasses the first three vertebrae in your spine, as well as the bladder and the colon. When your root chakra is open, you feel safe and secure, grounded, and fearless. When your root chakra is blocked, a variety of ailments can occur, and when there are blockages in your chakras, it's important to understand what it feels like so that you can begin to move towards balance and openness, letting the energy flow freely once again. It's also important to know what may manifest from each chakra if there are blockages. So for your root at the base of your spine, if you are closed or blocked energetically, you may experience anxiety, fear, or nightmares. And physically, the first chakra is associated with problems in your colon and digestive tract, as well as problems associated with your bladder. You may have trouble with elimination, or you could experience pain or problems with your lower back, as well as issues with your legs or feet, as these are what ground and root you into the earth. Moving on upwards along the length of your spine to your second chakra, the sacral chakra, or Svadhisthana in Sanskrit. Svadhisthana is your creativity and sexuality center. And when you meditate on the sacral chakra, visualize the color orange. Svadhisthana, your sacral chakra, is located above your pubic bone and below your navel, and is responsible for creative expression. When Svadhisthana chakra is blocked, you may likely experience some level of uninspiration, feeling uninspired creatively, or have some emotional instability. Likewise, this can also be associated with physical sexual dysfunction and fertility challenges. And it is also common to experience depression or fear of change or addiction-like behaviors. Going on to your third chakra, moving upwards to your solar plexus or Manipura chakra. Manipura means lustrous gem in Sanskrit. And your solar plexus is the area from your navel to your breastbone. The third chakra is your source of personal power. And when you meditate on the solar plexus chakra, visualize the color yellow, like the sun. Think of solar energy. And if your solar plexus chakra is blocked, you may suffer from low self-esteem or have difficulty making decisions. You may even have anger or control issues. You might feel badly about yourself, which could lead also and contribute to experiencing apathy, like you just don't care very much anymore, or a tendency to procrastinate and put off things that may be important. You also could find that you're a target for others to use or take advantage of. And physically, you may experience also digestive pain, weakness in your core center, and other digestive issues such as gas. And then you move on to your heart chakra, the center of your chest and your upper back. Keep in mind that your chakras are energy centers that run along the length of your spine. So when you think about, for say, the solar plexus chakra being between your navel and your sternum, that's of course in the front of your body, but it's also in the back of your body, that same general location as well. Same goes for your heart and all of the other chakras. Remember, it's in the front and the back of your body. And your heart chakra is the connection or the bridge for the gap between the chakras of matter, the bottom three chakras, and those of spirit located as the top three. Your heart center is your fourth chakra in Sanskrit called Anahata, and it's located in the middle of the seven chakras, uniting the lower chakras of matter with the upper chakras of spirit. Anahata is also spiritual, but like I said, it serves as a bridge between your body, your mind, and also your emotions and your spirit. The heart chakra is your source of love and connection towards one another and towards yourself, as well as to God or the divine. When you meditate on your heart chakra, visualize the color green. And when you work through your physical chakras, the first three chakras of matter, you can then begin to open up your spiritual chakras more fully. When Anahata chakra heart center is blocked, this can contribute to experiencing grief, anger, jealousy, and fear of betrayal and abandonment, as well as feelings of hatred towards yourself and towards others. Especially in the form of holding a grudge against something or someone. Holding on to pain from the past harbors negative feelings and cuts you off from opportunities to give and receive love, as well as inhibits the ability to heal from old emotional wounds. So taking care to keep your heart open is very important for giving and receiving love and healing from trauma in the past. Now that we've covered the chakras of matter and your fourth chakra that bridges the gap, you move on to the upper three chakras or the chakras of spirit, starting at your throat center, both in the front and the back of your neck. Throat is called Vishuddha chakra, and it's the fifth. This is your source of verbal expression and the ability to speak your highest truth. This is also what governs communication. And your fifth chakra includes your thyroid, parathyroid glands, as well as your jaw, mouth, and tongue, which of course is how you speak and communicate. When you meditate on Vishuddha, your throat chakra, visualize the color blue. When your throat chakra is blocked energetically, you may experience trouble speaking your truth or standing up for yourself, and you may also find it hard to pay attention and stay focused. It's common also to fear judgment from others, which can further hinder your ability to be unapologetically, authentically yourself and communicate what is on your mind and in your heart. Physically, this blockage can manifest itself as a sore throat, thyroid issues, neck and shoulder stiffness, tension headaches, or the propensity to losing your voice. Moving on to your third eye chakra, the sixth of seven. This is called Ajna chakra in Sanskrit, and it's located between your eyebrows in the center of your forehead. Ajna, or third eye chakra, is your center of intuition. We all have a sense of intuition, but we may not listen to or heed its warnings. We may not be in touch with our intuition or that inner voice that speaks inside the heart and the third eye. Focus on opening the sixth chakra at the center of your forehead in between your eyebrows. This will help you hone the ability to access your intuition. And as you do so, visualize the color indigo. When third eye chakra, Ajna, is blocked energetically or out of balance, you may have trouble accessing or trusting your intuition and trusting your inner voice. You may have difficulty recalling important facts or learning a new skill. You may also experience issues with memory. Another interesting thing to be aware of is that if your lower chakras, your chakras of matter, the root, sacral, and solar plexus, as well as the bridge between those of matter and those of spirit, being your heart chakra, if those are all out of balance or blocked energetically, more than likely also your third eye will be blocked or out of balance as well. And this may cause you to act with more judgment towards yourself or towards others. You may be more judgmental, dismissive, and anxious around people. A third eye blockage is also associated with a broad range of challenges, including depression, anxiety, and a more judgmental attitude. A third eye blockage is also associated with a broad range of physical challenges. It can cause headaches, dizziness, and other brain health issues. Last of all, your seventh chakra, the crown, or in Sanskrit, Sahasrara. The Sahasrara chakra, or also known as thousand petal lotus, is located at the crown of your head or just above the crown of your head. Sahasrara chakra is the chakra of enlightenment and spiritual connection to your higher selves, to others, and ultimately to the divine. Located at or above the crown of your head, when you meditate on crown chakra, visualize the color violet or bright white light. When Sahasrara chakra is blocked energetically, you may experience feelings of isolation or emotional distress, and it's common to feel disconnected from everyone and everything. However, you may not feel any effects of your crown chakra being blocked other than feeling disconnected spiritually. You may feel like your normal self, just not connected with God or the divine. And unlike other chakras, the crown chakra is often only opened up fully through specific spiritual practices like prayer and meditation or yogic exercises. And opening your crown chakra is not necessarily a skill set you can call upon at any given moment. You may be able to get a taste of it, though, through these types of daily practices, as well as moments of silence and gratitude, which in addition to prayer and meditation may grant access to those moments of spiritual connection. Awareness to which of your chakras are out of balance is key to aligning them. Our bodies are in constant state of flux between balance and imbalance. Unless you have an apparent problem in one area of the body, imbalances can be difficult to detect. That being said, it's good to bring awareness to your body and mind and start to learn its signals and clues, becoming more sensitive to the inner cues that are there to guide you. For example, frequent constipation can indicate a blockage in your first chakra, your root chakra. A recurring sore throat leaves clues to a blocked fifth throat chakra, and frequent headaches around the area of your forehead may mean your sixth chakra, third eye, is blocked. And the chakra system is important to understand in order to understand blockages and imbalances. Understanding the chakras provide us with knowledge that can help create more balance and health in your body, your mind, and your spirit. This knowledge can also help you understand others and assist others in overcoming obstacles that they may be experiencing. The chakra system is useful in understanding the power and wisdom of the body and its innate abilities. So, another episode with a ton of information. I hope you feel inspired to begin accessing these energy centers of your body and working with the qualities that they govern. If you feel a little bit lost or overwhelmed by all of the information, it's okay. It's totally normal. I promise there won't be a quiz on this unless you enroll in my yoga teacher training. And this wraps up season one, everybody, of What's Wellness with Aliyah Yoga. I'm so happy with the way this season unfolded. I'm looking forward to a brilliant season two and want to thank you all again for your support along the way. If you have any questions about the chakras, I would love to connect and hear from you. I'd also love to hear about what you have learned. What did you like? Or something that stands out to you? What questions do you have? And how does learning about the chakras or energy centers in your body motivate you on your wellness journey? I would love to receive a message from you in my email or on Instagram. Again, my email is aliyah@aliyahyoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A. If you did learn something new from today's episode, do me a huge favor. Take a screenshot and share it on your social media. Tag @aliyahyoga and @whatswellnesspodcast on Instagram, and I'll be sure to reshare. If I can ask another huge favor, please subscribe to this podcast. Share it with friends and family. Help to spread the word about What's Wellness and leave a review in the iTunes podcast store to have money donated on your behalf to the Rob Machado Foundation and your warm words read on air. And if you enjoy online yoga classes, home workouts, as well as guided meditations, find Aliyah Yoga on YouTube. And for more about what I offer, go to aliyahyoga.com. Thank you so much for tuning into What's Wellness podcast today. I leave you with something I'm grateful for, and that is all that I've learned from season one. It has been such an adventure that I never thought I'd have the courage to take on, especially solo. I love learning each week and growing with the show, and I'm so happy to have heard from many of you about how these episodes have positively impacted your life. Many of you have shared that you look forward to Thursdays for new episodes, and that makes all of the time and energy I put into them so totally worth it. Hearing that you've learned something or tried something new from what I have shared lights me up and makes me so grateful for this platform and the opportunity to share this information and connect with you in this way. Thank you all once again for tuning in today. I'll be back very soon with a brand new episode. Again, the guided chakra balancing meditation may come out as a special edition season one final episode, or perhaps as one of the first shows of season two for you. Have a wonderful rest of your day and week. Until next time, be well.